Grace and mercy. In my Father's kingdom, all things come to us through grace and mercy. For example, His Word, our salvation, and His Holy Spirit. We are owed nothing and can earn nothing. My Father's grace and mercy are new every day. Let's listen as God's Word shows and teaches us of His grace and mercy. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 2 John 1. Grace be with you, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. 2 Timothy 1. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Genesis 19. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. Titus 1. To Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Exodus 20, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Psalm 103, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Matthew 5. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Romans 9. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. John 1. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Romans 5. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did so much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Titus 2. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Revelation 22. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Exodus 30. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. Exodus 34. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. Genesis 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Exodus 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Deuteronomy 7. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. 1 Chronicles 16. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Exodus 34. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Psalm 45. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forevermore. Psalm 13. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 84. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Proverbs 22. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips the king shall be his friend. Psalm 31. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Luke 2. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. John 1. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Psalm 37. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and give. Psalm 66. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Acts 4. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 14. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Psalm 85. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed one another. Psalm 86. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Acts 15. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Acts 20. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Psalm 86. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Acts 20. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Romans 3. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Psalm 89. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Psalm 100. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Romans 5. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Psalm 103. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Psalm 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Romans 6. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then, shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Psalm 119. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Psalm 136. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. Romans 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God. Psalm 147. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Proverbs 14. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Romans 16. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and others build thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Proverbs 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Proverbs 28. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 14. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. Proverbs 16. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Corinthians 15. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 2 Corinthians 8. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Hosea 6. For I desired mercy, and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Matthew 9. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. 2 Corinthians 9. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Matthew 12. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. Micah 6. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. 2 Corinthians 12. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Galatians 1. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Micah 7. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardons iniquity, and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Matthew 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint, and anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Galatians 1. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace. Galatians 2. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness cometh by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Luke 1. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us. Galatians 5. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Ephesians 1. To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Luke 10. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Romans 9. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Ephesians 2. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Romans 11. For as you in times past have not believed God, you have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Ephesians 4. But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Philippians 2. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. 1 Timothy 1. Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Philippians 1. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Titus 3. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Colossians 4. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. 1 Timothy 1. And the grace of our Lord, was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. James 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 5. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. 1 Timothy 1. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Titus 3. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hebrews 2. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jude 1. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. James 4. But he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. 1 Peter 1. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Jude 1. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. 1 Peter 4. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, that all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 2 Peter 3. But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
His garment, surviving day to day. You've done things your own way. You've tried your very best, but it's time to lay it down. Time for you to rest. Hurry to the hill of his garment. Run to the feet of Jesus. Cry out to him, have mercy on me, and Jesus will lead you there. Trust in me, I will calm the violent storms in your life, I will still the angry sea, and we'll say peace, be still, only trust in.
Like you do. Receiving, you draw near, your spirit.